Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we'll be reading from Psalms chapters 54 through 56 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. I won't be before you very long, so let's get started. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah to God. Lord, I thank and praise you, Lord. Amen. We come before you as humbly as we know how, Lord God, giving you praise, giving you honor, giving you the accolades that you deserve, Lord. We come before you with thanksgiving. We come before you with worship. Lord God, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, Lord God. Oh, Lord, that you might uplift us and teach us and show us your way. Oh, Lord God, we thank you for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Move right now, Lord God, every obstacle and destroy every yoke in the midst even right now. And help us, Lord God, to see and to understand clearly what your word is speaking to us on today. Lord, give us revelation directly from your throne, Lord, that we might understand the word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're coming from Psalms chapters 54 through 56 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your strength. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to my words. Give ear to the words of my mouth. For strangers have risen up against me, and oppressors have sought after my life. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. He will repay my enemies for their evil, cut them off in their truth. I will freely sacrifice to you. I will praise your name, O God, for it is good. For he has delivered me out of all trouble, and my eye has seen its desire upon my enemies. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and do not hide yourself from my supplication. Attend to me and hear me. I am restless in my complaint and moan noisily because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked. For they bring down trouble upon me, and in wrath they hate. My heart is severely pained within me, and terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling have come upon me, and horror has overcome me. So I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. Indeed, I would wander afar off and remain in the wilderness. Selah. I would hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. For I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go around it on its walls. Iniquity and trouble are also in the midst of it. Destruction is in its midst. Oppression and deceit do not depart from its streets. For it is not an enemy who reproaches me, then I could bear it. Nor is it one who hates me, who has exalted himself against me, then I could hide from him. But it was you, a man my equal, my companion and my acquaintance, who took sweet counsel together and walked to the house of God in the throng. Let death seize them. Let them go down alive into hell, for wickedness is in their dwellings and among them. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon, I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He has redeemed my soul in peace from the battle that was against me. For there were many against me. God will hear and afflict them, even he who abides from of old, Selah, because they do not change. Therefore, they do not fear God. He has put forth his hand against those who were at peace with him. He has broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet they were drawn swords. Cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. But you, O God, shall bring them down to the pit of destruction. Bloodthirsty and deceitful men shall not live out half of their days. But I will trust in you. To me, O God, for man would swallow me up. Fighting all day, he oppresses me. My enemies would hound me all day, for there are many who fight against me, O Most High. Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me? All day they twist my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather together. They hide. They mark my steps. When they lie in wait for my life, shall they escape by iniquity? In anger cast down the peoples, O God. You number my wanderings. Put my tears into your bottle. Are they not in your book? When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know, because God is for me. In God I will praise his word. In the Lord I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Vows made to you are binding upon me, O God. I will render praises to you, for you have delivered my soul from death. Have you not kept my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? I have read and you have heard from Psalms 54 through 56. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's ears and most of all the doers of his word and sanctify the truth in our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you. Amen. I hope you will continue with me through this journey through a year in the word. Amen.